You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So as soon as next month, the decommissioned Rooival and Pretoria West power stations in the city of Tshwane may be pumping once again and leased to the private sector. Valued at over 360 million rand, the two power stations have not been performing at maximum capacity, if at all. Curiously, though, the city spends hundreds of millions of rand annually in maintaining the facilities and on security. We take a look at this with energy analyst Hugo Kruger and look at the wider implications of South Africa's energy policy with a government of national unity on the cards. What does the future hold for South Africa's power generation? Hugo, thank you very much for your time this evening. Firstly, these power plants, if they are being resurrected, why were they taken off the grid?
So I tried to look into this. I had a conversation with the advisor to Celia Brink, and it's a bit of a mystery because no minutes to this decision is available. It was done when Spoetler, the now Minister of Electricity, was the Mayor of Pretoria, and there were indications of insurance money being paid out, and nobody knows. The decision was apparently taken, but it's not minuted, I've repeated this, to not use it to maintain the power stations, particularly the Pretoria West one where the switchboard broke. Burned out. Rooival Power Station is actually, and this is the words the Tshwane gave me, in a much better condition than many of Eskom's plants. So it is beyond comprehension as to why they were taken down.
Bewildering. And so what is the contribution, should they run at maximum capacity, to the grid?
The question of coal, in my view, is that South Africa has no choice but to remain to open the door for coal investment for the next 20 years. And this doesn't mean you should build it. The plant should run as long as they're economically feasible, or as long as there is no other alternative. Now, you'd remember last year, a few months ago, we had load shedding in South Africa. So the question is, why were these plants taken off when we needed electricity? If you have an excess capacity, yes, then you can ask the question if you should phase out coal or not. But it's beyond comprehension what's going on.
What has been the cost, right? Because what there's mention of hundreds of millions of rand, one, in maintaining this. There's also hundreds of millions of rand that are said to be needed to just look after it.
Yeah, we were paying money, and this is what the tragedy of this thing, to maintain a power plant that could have been operational, that was just taken offline, particularly the Rooival one. Pretoria West needed maintenance money. The money paid out by the insurance was not used. But then you can ask another question, what is the money to the economy? And you can just imagine all the joblessness, all the unemployment, all the social conditions that come with lack of electricity. I mean, it's very difficult for any economist to estimate it. But this is a self-harm that was imposed by a decision of which there is no minutes. And the person that should answer to this is the Minister of Electricity, the current one.
Hmm. Rooival and Pretoria, in terms of megawatts, what is the contribution?
So they 300, if my memory serves me correctly, 300 each. So you can say it's about half a stage of load shedding. Not that much.
It's
but,
something.
The Greater Tshwane
we'll
area is about 2 gigawatts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is something. It's about a quarter of Tshwane's power capacity.
When you take a look at what's happening right now politically, right, a lot is being said about a government of national unity. And so it is known that there are some in the council in the city of Tshwane that do not want this to go ahead, more so when you mention the words private sector. And so what is South Africa's energy security looking like and energy policy when you have a government of national unity that barely agrees on everyday issues? What more when they now have to look at this nationally together?
Yeah, this is a very good question. So South Africa needs to come up, first of all, with a broader energy and electricity strategy. We don't have one. We haven't had one almost for a decade or so. We just have the IRP that is a bit of a shoot of a hit by lobbyists and people at the MRE. And then additionally, we need to decide what is our strategy with fossil fuels. To build, there's enormous pressure to move away and phase out of it. But we need it. We need it in the end term, as long as we don't have alternative capacities, which is wind, solar, and nuclear in particular, and hydro. And we need these governments need to decide what is the long-term strategy. Energy plans take over 20 years, 30 years. Governments last 5 years. And that has been the big challenge in South Africa. And the government of national unity will have to get some consensus as to what is the direction forward. But there's enormous amount of systemic problems. Mm. I mean, the fact that a mayor could switch down a power station during an electricity crisis is beyond comprehension to me. Why did he have that power to begin with?
And gets crystallized into an electricity minister. But then again, to what his defense. We are yet to find the details. So I guess we'll try and hunt him down here on MoneyWeb to get some of those answers. But when we say that there's no minutes, how does something like this happen? What happened to the insurance money?
Well, that's the good question. There's no minutes to find it out. The people in Pretoria, and I'm referring here to Dr. Lardo Stunder, who gave it to me, this is his words, who was I was referred to speak to by the mayor's office because I inquired into it, said to me they haven't, the DA government has found no minutes to this. Now, the mafia used to say no body, no crime. And the question I've got over here is why hasn't there been an investigation? I mean, there should surely have been a minute of documents that to make a decision, and then we should find out what happened to the insurance money. We don't know. So I'm not making accusations. I'm saying we don't know. Mm. And it is something to seriously investigate.
You mentioned the integrity of Pretoria. You mentioned the integrity of Rooival. When we take a look at the private sector coming on board here, what is it that they are faced with, right? And will it be worth it? So the return on investment, will it be worth it?
Yeah, so the Pretoria West Power Station switchboard is burned out. So whoever takes over that site has to make a decision. Do I refurbish it? Also, it seems to be the railway lines are stripped, things of that nature. Rooival, as I understand, is in a much better condition. It can be switched on within, say, 6 months. But there will be some recapitalization. And then Tshwane or the Nexa actually has to make clear on what the rules are. Presumably, they come with a power purchase agreement of a certain amount of megawatts per rand per megawatts. Then, based on that number, they will work out if it's economically feasible to keep it going. But something else to point out, even if we can't keep these plants going, there's grid access. Because it's grid access, you can easily install natural gas, solar panels, wind solar in a close vicinity and bring on new capacity to the grid. And that's what should be done over there. So the decision as to which technology to use, and I'm not pro or against coal, depends on the economics of the situation.
When we take a look at this government of national unity and the energy policy of South Africa, what then happens to, because we are also, flying all over the world to attend all these summits on energy, all these summits on renewables, etc. What happens to those policies?
Yeah, I ask you this question for a long time is, are we delusional to the fact that 80% of South Africa's electricity comes from coal? There's about 4 to 5 million people in Mpumalanga employed in the coal value chain. One third of all the petrol in South Africa comes from coal. And here we have governments going around the world making commitments to shut down our most reliable electricity source, okay, without proposing a sensible plan to build the alternative. Energy transitions historically go over 20 to 30 years. And there's been a certain level of, frankly, I call it policy ignorance to the pace and scale at which South Africa, which is a developing country with poor neighbors around us, you can take that into account. If we don't have electricity, we have instability around us. And they're ignorant to the pace and scale that we can transition. And I've been one of the few voices publicly criticizing the government to say, yes, I understand that one has to move away from coal, but you cannot do it at the same rate that Germany or Japan or any other country has done it. We need to go at a pace that we can afford. And if you look at what India and China is doing, they commit into coal to 2070. And they use much less than we commit to 2030 or 40 or 50. And it's a totally delusional, unworkable policy. And all of these assumptions will have to be rethought again.
Hugo, thank you very much for your contribution this evening. Hugo Kruger is an energy analyst.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.